Hello, this is Steve Bailey, and it is time once again for that little piece of internet real estate known as Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. Now, for no good reason, I have declared today Walter Long Day. For those of you unfamiliar with him, Walter Long is one of the most authentically heavy heavies in Laurel and Hardy comedies. He actually got his start in silent movies. He was a villain in D.W. Griffith's infamous movie, The Birth of a Nation, and ended up doing over 200 different roles from the silent era until his death. But, of course, Laurel and Hardy fans most remember him as the snaggletooth villain of several of their comedies, and rightfully so, because there's something about Walter Long and seediness that just go together. In the many movies that he did with Laurel and Hardy, Long comes off as so snaggletoothed and unscrupulous, he seems to bring his own ugly surroundings with him to dress up the set. So I thought today I would cover a couple of his more interesting entries in the Laurel and Hardy canon. One of them is one of my favorites, one is not, and I will explain that as I go along. So let me do the more uncomfortable one first. From 1932, I will discuss Any Old Port. Now then, in Any Old Port, Walter Long plays the proprietor of a very, very run-down hotel. His very first scene shows him trying to, quote, marry, unquote, his bedraggled servant girl, a young girl played by Jacqueline Wells, whom he picked up from God knows where. One is sorry that Stan and Ollie even have to sully their innocent hands on his registry book, although this does allow for Stan and Ollie's always reliable signing the book routine. Eventually, they help the girl escape Long's gnarly clutches. The film's second half, though, always leaves me uncomfortable. Ollie runs into an old friend, played by Harry Bernard, and he goes by that name in the movie, who is now the proprietor of a fighting ring, and says he'll throw some money Ollie's way so that to participate in a boxing match. They need the money because they left all of their clothing and their goods behind in the hotel and are not likely to get back from Walter Long. So, Ollie accepts the offer, then goes off with Stan to a fancy restaurant and orders an elaborate meal. When Stan tries to do the same, Ollie blithely tells Stan that he can't eat because he's the one who will be boxing that night. For me, at least, Stan's usually comical cry doesn't win much laughter in the face of Ollie's callousness. And it only gets worse when it turns out that, guess who, Walter Long is Stan's opponent. Despite some clever gags by Stan that are reminiscent of Chaplin's similar fight in City Lights, one can't help but feel for him rather than laugh at him, especially when Ollie re-emphasizes his lack of sympathy for Stan in his final line of dialogue. I know I get a bit nitpicky on this podcast sometimes, but I have to say there are times, such as Ollie is addressing Stan as stupid in the music box, where Ollie's bullying goes beyond condescending to downright brutish. Unfortunately, the last half of Any Old Port is one of those times. Now on to one of my far more favorite movies of theirs from 1934. Here is Going Bye-Bye. Now then, Going Bye-Bye starts off well for Stan and Ollie, as their evidence has helped to put a vicious criminal away behind bars. However, as that vicious criminal is Walter Long, here known as Butch, this auspicious beginning can't possibly last. When Ollie decides he wants to go very, very far east to avoid Butch's vengeance, Butch made a big point of saying that he was going to break out and twist their legs around their necks, Ollie has Stan advertise in the paper for a traveling companion to share expenses. A very comely woman, played by Mae Bush, answers the ad and asks the boys if her, quote, friend, unquote, can accompany them on the trip. No points for guessing who the friend is. Rare is the Laurel and Hardy short whose dialogue is as good as the sight gags, but next to Helpmates, this is the short that most Laurel and Hardy buffs are always quoting. Now, I hate to spoil the fun for first-timers, so I suggest that you look this film up online. Maybe a little difficult to find, but I think you'll be able to find it online for viewing. Check it out yourself, and I will just give the setups that you can look for. The setups include Stan egging Butch on in court, and Ollie doing a cynical replay of Stan's remark later. Ollie's priceless first comment to Butch's girlfriend on the telephone, thanks to Stan's ineptitude. Ollie's incredulous reading aloud of the ad that Stan puts in the newspaper. And best of all,
it could happen.
So, marred only by one of Stan Laurel's strangely beloved freak endings, Going Bye-Bye, I think, ranks among Laurel and Hardy's best short subjects. So please do seek it out and view it if you ever get the chance. P.S. Those not interested, do not watch. That's it for this segment. Let me go ahead and do my usual blatant plugs that I do at the end. I have a Facebook page devoted to this podcast, and it has the same name as the podcast, Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast, so please seek it out and become a member. On that Facebook page's cover photo, you can find the URL of the podcast's website, as well as URLs for the many venues where this podcast can be found, including Google Play Music, iTunes, Overcast, and Anchor, the parent website that sponsors this podcast. Also, I have a website of 18 years on which I have been chronicling my love for Laurel and Hardy. It includes my reviews of their movies, reviews of some of their biographies, interviews with some of their biographers, and sundry other things that'll keep Laurel and Hardy enthusiasts interested for hours on end. You can find the website at leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That is leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. And finally, I welcome all feedback, if only to acknowledge that this podcast is being heard. So if you have anything, be it negative or positive, to say about the podcast, feel free to please email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. If you are listening to the podcast for the first time, welcome. And I hope that you will continue listening for future episodes, and also check back on the, I believe, 27 previous episodes that I recorded for this podcast. I think you'll find them, in the least, very entertaining. And please let everybody else know about the podcast. And if you're listening to it on iTunes, please leave a star review and or a comment. It really helps. And again, thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.